until you are ready to look foolish, you will never have the possibility of being great. Hey explorers, welcome to BGS Bulletproof Goals podcast, where we explore our real self. First of all, thank you so much for choosing this podcast to be your friend for 10 minutes. So, how are you all doing? I know that in many parts of the world, so many things are going on, like wedding in Ambani's house to BTS member becoming the global ambassador of so many brands, especially Jungkook collaboration with Calvin Klein. Well, guys, do you know one thing is also spreading in many parts of the world, which is nothing but BGS podcast. Yes, you heard right. The podcast is actually making a lot of progress, which is possible just because of my explorer family. Well, as the April month is going on, and on 1st April, so many people have tried to make us fool, and me as well. But I think the reality is that we already somewhere in life becoming fooled by so many people behind our back. So many of you must be thinking that what I'm talking about. But guys, we are on the journey of finding our real self, which also includes this. This is bitter reality, but we have to accept it. Breaking down at the drop of a hat is considered to be stupid and immature. But what can do if he or she is sensitive person and can't handle tough situations? So we will explore what it means to be a fool, how to avoid being one, and why it is essential to recognize when we are being foolish. So let's dive into it. So first of all, think about the moment when you feel like getting fooled by someone. It can be anyone, like anyone. So let me have a count for you of 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I know that somewhere you are feeling sad or angered, but relax and think what is the mistake you have done at that time. So what does it mean to be a fool? Well, a fool, I think a fool is not a really a good word. So I'm using the word sensitive for it. Like someone who acts without thinking, makes poor decision and doesn't learn from their mistakes. They often ignore good advice, act impulsively and prioritize short-term pleasure over long-term gain. People who are extremely sensitive and easily let people tread over them are referred to as emotional fools. The cause of this highly developed sensitivity is that intensely feel almost everything, like anger, happy, anxious, but can't do anything about it because you either love that person too much or you let situations and circumstances affect you. And being a fool can lead to serious consequences. Yes, this is not a joke, guys. It actually leads to a very serious consequences. It can damage relationships, ruin careers, and even put lives at risk. So the question here arises that how can we avoid being a fool? From so many specialists and experts' advice, one way to avoid being a fool is to be a self-aware. This means being honest with ourselves about our weaknesses, our biases, and our blind spots. It also means seeking feedback from others, learning from our mistakes, and making a conscious effort to improve ourselves. Becoming self-aware after being fooled by someone can be a difficult and painful process, but it is essential for personal growth, guys, and preventing similar situations from happening in the future. So I have done some kind of analysis on the advices of experts that shows some steps you and I can take to become more self-aware. I hope that these steps are going to help us to learn the new thing about this. Reflect on the situation. Take some time to reflect on what happened and how you were fooled. Ask yourself why you were vulnerable to being fooled and what you could have done differently. Accept the responsibility. Acknowledge your role in the situation and take responsibility for your actions. It's important not to blame others or make excuses for yourself. Seek feedback. Ask trusted friends or your family members for their honest feedback on how they perceive you and what you can do to improve your self-awareness. I think your family and your friends are the best tutor for and mentor for ourselves. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in the present moment. This will help you become more aware of your patterns and tendencies. Learn from the experience. Use the experience as a learning opportunity. Take note of what you learn about yourself and how you can apply this knowledge to future situations. And I think another way to avoid being a fool is to seek out good advice. This means finding trusted mentors, seeking out experts in a given field, and being open to feedback and criticism. It's also important to take the time to think before we act. This means considering the potential consequences of our action, weighing the pros and cons, and making decisions based on logic and reason rather than emotion. And finally, I think it's very essential to stay humble. This means recognizing that we don't know everything, being open to learning from others, and admitting when we are wrong. It's difficult, but we have to admit that somewhere in point of life we are wrong. Well, it also means being willing to change our minds if we receive new information or if we discover that we were wrong. While it also means being willing to change our minds if we receive new information or if we discover that we were wrong, why is it essential to recognize when we are being foolish? Well, recognizing when we are being foolish can help us avoid making the same mistakes in the future. It can also help us learn and grow as an individual and can lead to better decision making. And it's important to remember that we are all capable of being fooled from time to time. No one is perfect and we all make mistakes. And in the end, it's not about never making mistakes, but about learning from them and growing as an individual. Remember guys, until you are ready to look foolish, you will never have the possibility of being great. So this was all I want to learn with you all. Well guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode and enjoying the journey of this podcast. I have also asked questions and done some polls about episodes on Spotify and other platforms. So share your feedback there and please subscribe, follow, rate and share this podcast with your friends and family and receive more episodes on every Tuesday, Thursday and weekends and stay up to date with the latest content. Thank you for sharing your precious time with me.